Wow. Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, North Korea. Professional athletes showing disrespect to the American flag. Protests in the streets. Let's throw a brick through a plate glass window. Let's burn a police car. Let's shoot a policeman. Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Jose, Hurricane Maria, and the devastation and heartbreaking loss of life and destruction in Mexico from an earthquake. If any of you are like me, you're about ready to want to hear something lighthearted. Let me tell you a story. St. Peter greeted three women when they arrived in heaven. And he said to them, as you all probably know, here in heaven, you can do as you please, when you please, what you please, and how you please. However, he said, there's one rule that you must abide by, and it is, don't step on a duck. Well, understandably, the women were somewhat perplexed until they went through the main gate of heaven, and then they discovered heaven was filled with little miniature ducks walking all over the place. And it was indeed a little difficult to step around them and through them and over them without stepping on them. But they did pretty good for about 2.5 hours, and then one of the women stepped on a duck. St. Peter appeared miraculously, and he had with him the ugliest man she'd ever seen in her life. He handcuffed the man to her and said, you two will now remain in paradise for eternity. Well, the other two women were much more careful, and they did pretty well. After about 3.5 months, however, another one of the women stepped on a duck. St. Peter miraculously appeared, and he had with him the ugliest man she'd ever seen in her life. He handcuffed them together and said, now you two will stay in eternity forever. The third woman was very careful, and she did very good. 5.5 years, she had not ever stepped on a duck. But one day, St. Peter did show up to her miraculously, and he had with him the most gorgeous man she'd ever seen in her life. He handcuffed them together, and he said, now you two will remain together for eternity. And the woman batted her eyes up at the man and put her hands on her chest, and she says, my goodness, what did I do to deserve this? To which the man replied, I don't know what you did, lady, but I stepped on a duck. All right, it's silly. It's lighthearted and silly. I admit that. I'll be the first to tell you that. But it carries a very sober point. And the point that it carries is this. Most people, when they're confronted with a situation or a circumstance or even hear a story, they immediately think it's all about them. Most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, it's about the other guy. When I read the parable to you a few moments ago, if you're like most people identify with the working class, and therefore, if you're like most people, you probably assume that story is a story about the laborers and the unfair wages they received. It is not. It is a story about the landowner and his generosity. People generally, when they hear that story, they immediately ask two questions. They say, first of all, why didn't the landowner pay less to the workers who started late in the day? And the answer is because you have to understand their culture. A day's wages in that day was about 1 denarius. And 1 denarius was just about enough money to feed your family. Of course, that was in the days before refrigeration and grocery stores. So a laborer had to work every day to feed his family. He fed the family today. He might not be able to feed them tomorrow. So had the landowner paid any of the laborers less than a denarius, they would not have been able to feed their family that day. That would have been cruel. The second question might be, well, then why didn't he give a bonus, give more to the guys who worked the entire day? And the answer is because it's not a true story. Jesus told the disciples a parable about the generosity of God. The point of the story is, it's never too late to change your ways. It's never too late to repent, no matter how late in the life, how late in the day. There are some people who labor in the service of God all their lives. There are some people who do not repent until late in life. Some who do not repent until their deathbed. And the question is, well, why doesn't God give more to the ones who labored in his service all of their lives? And the answer is because there is no more. Heaven is the ultimate. God can't give you any more. It's ultimate happiness, ultimate joy, ultimate existence. The story is a story about the generosity of God, and the good news is it is never too late for you to change your ways. It's never too late for you to repent. It's never too late to pray for repentance. You may have someone in your life, a friend, a loved one, perhaps a son or a daughter, for whom your heart aches because they've made some bad decisions in life. They've made some poor choices in life. You should pray for them. It is never too late to pray for them, to pray for yourself, because God answers all prayers. Now, I know the minute I said that, some of you are a little skeptical. And if you are, it may be because you don't truly understand prayer. You see, God loves you very much. Now, when someone is in love, what do they want for the person they're in love with? Isn't it true they want that person to be happy? So if God loves you, God wants you to be happy, and he's God, it stands to reason he's already given you everything you need to be happy. So when you pray, don't pray and ask God to clean up the mess. That's not the way prayer works. You have everything you need to clean up the mess. Pray for an idea. Pray for wisdom. Pray for courage to do what you have to do when you have to do it. Pray that your loved one has the courage to do what they have to do when they do it. Otherwise, you're one of these people who is thinking, well, prayer is like this. I say the prayer, dear God, please give me. Now that's over with, and now the magic formula is done. Now magically, God will give me some prayer. So you pray for financial security, and tomorrow morning, you're greatly disappointed when you go downstairs and there's not a pile of money sitting on the table. It's not the way prayer works. Let me tell you a true story. There was a man who was having a difficult time financially, couldn't quite make ends meet, and he prayed for financial security. After about 6 months, he was out of work. There was a job opportunity that he applied for, and he got hired. Unfortunately, it was a low-level, entry-level job, and the income was not sufficient for him to meet his obligations. So he assumed God had not answered his prayers for financial security. At that time, that particular man knew how to use computers, somewhat skillful, but his skills were very, very low. He made me look like an expert. Trust me, I'm very, very low. In the job that he had, his new employer, however, required that he take training classes and on-the-job training in the use of computers. So he became more skillful, he became very proficient, and then another job opportunity came along with a different company. This company, the job that he was looking at was such that had he not had increased computer skills, he not only would not have gotten the new job, which he got, by the way, he would not even have qualified for the interview. But he got the interview, took the job, and the new company, high salary, a pension plan, profit sharing, health insurance, paid vacations. In other words, financial security. God answers all prayers, but prayers are not magic. Prayers are the way you talk to God about using what God has given you, having your loved ones use what God has given them for happiness and success in life. Don't be like Nikki. Now, I know I've talked to you before about Nikki, the guy from South Florida. Nikki had great belief in prayer. He read the gospel that said, "Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall, it shall be opened unto you." I can't even quote it, and I'm your deacon. But he really believed that prayer would be answered. Nikki one day got a great idea. He decided that he would pray because he wanted to win the Florida lottery. So he prayed to win the Florida lottery. And he prayed, "Dear God, please let me win the Florida lottery." Nothing happened. The next day he prayed, "Dear God, please let me win the Florida lottery." Nothing happened. Day after day, "Lord God, you said if I ask you anything in your name, you would grant it. Please let me win the Florida lottery." One day, God, in a fit of divine frustration, shouted back to him, "Nikki," he said, "meet me halfway. Buy a ticket." Prayer is not magic. You have what you need to be successful and happy. God has given you that because he loves you. So the good news is this. It's never too late. It's never too late to change your ways. It's never too late to repent. It's never too late to pray. It is never too late to rely on the generosity of God. He loves you.